This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Missouri Republican Senator Kit Bond, who joins me now to talk about the latest developments in the Senate healthcare debate. And Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Greg. I appreciate the opportunity to be on with you.
Senator, let me ask you about a couple issues that have been in the headlines the last couple of days. First of all, the move by Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn yesterday to have an entire amendment to the bill, 767 pages, read into the record to try and slow down this race to get this bill done before Christmas. A lot of criticism, obviously, from the left, saying that it also delayed a defense appropriations bill. What are your thoughts on that tactic and the Democratic response?
Well, first, what's really delayed passing the defense appropriations bill is Harry Reid's insistence on trying to ram and cram and jam something through in health care when there's not enough time to read it, study it, get the CBO score, and find out how much it will cost. Now, they set out on that path. What Senator Coburn was trying to do was to let people know what a real public option, a public takeover of health care would look like. 700 pages, and that's where Senator Sanders wants to go, and there's some suspicion that that's where the administration wants to go, and he thought it would be appropriate to let everybody know it. We would like to see things move forward, get a bill, lay it down, have the Christmas holiday break to look at it and let the people know. Right now, the calls in my state are running 8 to 10 to 12 to 1 against it. My sense is, unless he changes significantly, those numbers in opposition will only go up. But at least let the American people have time to see what his latest mess he's throwing up against the wall contains. Then we can vote on it in an intelligent manner.
We know that after the public option was taken out and the Medicare buy-in was taken out, it seems like Joe Lieberman's probably on board with the Democratic plan, which means the only holdout right now, and it's over abortion language, is Ben Nelson of Nebraska on the Democratic side. And there are reports that the White House has basically told him, if you don't vote to end the debate and move forward on this, that Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska could end up on the base closure and realignment list. And you are among the senators who have sent a letter trying to get more information on this. What do you know at this point?
The rumor is out there. We haven't confirmed it, but the rumor keeps coming back that he's threatened to close a major air base in Nebraska. It is total blackmail. It's the worst kind of Chicago politics. We have seen them offer carrots. There's the Louisiana Purchase, and the senator involved says it wasn't $100 million she got. It was $300 million. So they are willing to do anything. I have written asking for answers about this plan, but I'm not sure that Joe Lieberman is on board, and there are a number of other senators who have raised questions about it. That guide star of the far left, Howard Dean, has said this bill ought to be killed, and I think Bernie Sanders said a couple of days ago, as of this point, he's not voting for the bill because it doesn't go far enough, and Jim Webb said he has, while he voted to move for discussion, he hasn't decided whether to support the bill. So I think it's still open. I think the people of America can weigh in, particularly with senators, if they have Democratic senators. Let them know how you feel and give them your reasons. Write and call the people who represent you, because those are the ones we are supposed to listen to.
Have any of them said, Senator, those that you mentioned, Senator Sanders, Senator Webb, and some of the others that aren't happy with this bill, have they said that they won't vote to invoke cloture, that they would just vote against it on final passage?
Well, the vote on cloture is the final vote. Don't let anybody fool you. If they vote for cloture, they can scrape up 51 votes or even 50 and bring in the vice president. So the vote on cloture is going to be what either passes or stops this bill. Don't let anybody get away with saying, oh, I'll vote for cloture, but I'm not going to vote against the bill. Hey, you vote for cloture, you own it. It's yours. And it shows the people in your state you've been listening to the president, not to the voters in your state.
We know that in the last week, a lot of changes have been made to the bill. As far as we know, it hasn't been scored yet by the Congressional Budget Office. But what's been the Republican reaction in general to the tweaking that Harry Reid has done in order to try and get some of the reluctant moderates on board in his own party?
I certainly wish we knew what tweaking he's done. We haven't seen the bill. And it's a little tough to comment on the details in the bill when he hasn't even given them to us, and we don't have a score that the Congressional Budget Office has. We are looking at some of the truly bad ideas that were contained in the previous measure that he threw up against the wall. Fortunately, that one didn't stick, and now we're waiting to see if when he throws something else up, to see whether that sticks.
All of the media chatter in the past few days has been about whether the public option stays in, whether the Medicare buy-in for folks as young as 55 stays in. Are those the critical issues for Republicans as well? Are there a whole lot of other issues that need to be dealt with besides those?
There's a long list of things that are real problems, and we need to figure out when and if we see the bill, what it does. But one of the things that worries me about the schemes they've proposed so far, 2,000 pages full of government mandates, government takeover, government taxes. CMS, the official scorekeeper on Medicare, said all of the taxes and all of the regulations will drive up the cost of insurance premiums, the cost of health care, the cost of drugs, and it will make it so expensive. Even if they don't have an explicit public option in here, if they put enough burdens on the private sector, it will drive costs up and drive people out of their health care. They can, with this bill, do enough bad things to make the current system not more efficient, more affordable, more accessible, which is what we ought to be working on, but they will make it so expensive that it will collapse, and then they can come back in 2 years as candidate Barack Obama has said many times, it's going to take us some time to get the complete public health takeover in the United States. And one of his mentors, Saul Alinsky, said the way we destroy the system is to bankrupt the current system, and then they'll have to come back and ask government to take over and run everything, including health care.
We're talking with Missouri Senator Kit Bond. And, Senator, it sounds like you don't believe this bill is fixable. You believe it ought to be scrapped and redone, correct?
There's some very simple things we can do. We've introduced on the Republican side four or five bills in total running about 200 pages. Some of them ought to be supported by the Democrats. Now, because of the trial lawyers, they'll never go along with reforming the medical malpractice system that adds between $120 and $240 billion each year, not only the medical malpractice lawsuit costs, but defensive medicine, when doctors have to perform many additional procedures just to cover themselves if there's a bad outcome, which happens in healthcare. Everybody's going to die sometime, and if they sue the doctor, they have to be able to go back and prove we not only did the procedures and the tests and the treatments we thought were necessary, but we tried everything, whether it seemed to make sense or not. And that's a recipe for getting costs, driving the costs up by over $100 billion a year.
Senator, unfortunately, our time is up, and I know you have a busy day ahead of you as well. Thank you very much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Greg. I'm honored to be on with you.
Thank you very much. Missouri Senator Kit Bond. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.